This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm right, how are you?
I'm good. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi.
Yeah, you're the anonymous person today.
I am.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Mrs. Anonymous?
Let's go with Ms. It's very obscure.
Ms. Anonymous.
I'm in my last year of high school. Mm-hmm. I live in Palmerston North. It's a pretty average place. I've lived here my entire life. It's kind of boring. Kind of want to get out, go somewhere else. Yeah, I'm thinking of doing a bit of travel next year because I can't really decide if I want to go to university or what to do at university. So, I don't know. I like art and Japanese. I paint a lot. That's pretty much about me.
And likes and hobbies?
Art, yeah. I read a lot. I pretty much live in the library, and I pretty much have a library in my house.
I'm surprised I didn't see you like on Tuesday or anything, because I was there a lot on Tuesday.
At the library?
Yeah, the library.
Oh, yeah, no, Tuesdays I stay at school to do work because I'm on my hardcore study.
Yeah.
I have loads of stuff to do by the end of the year.
Yeah. So what is your sex?
I am female.
What do you know? You were here last week for a QSA?
Yeah, I was.
So you know what gender identity is?
I couldn't stay for the whole
thing,
but I have a general idea.
Yeah. So what is your gender identity?
Female. I identify as female.
Yes. Hooray! you know what it means. what is your sexuality?
That's a bit of a tough one, really. There's a bit of a long story behind that. Should I go into the long story? A couple of years ago, I had a close friend, and she was female, and things developed a bit, and I realised I was attracted to her, and we started dating, and we actually met out for a year and a half, I think. And after a few months, we sort of, like, became, you know, public with it, and other people found out and stuff like that. And I think sort of from that, I don't know, it just sort of came about everybody sort of, you know how people label you? And they're like, oh, so you're gay. And I'm like, well, if by that you mean I'm attracted to girls, then I suppose, yeah. And so I sort of just went along with that because I didn't really care too much what people said. But lately I've been thinking about it a lot more and like wondering if that's actually true. Like, I know I am attracted to girls, but I'm not sure whether I'm attracted to guys at all as well.
So you're like bi-curious?
I suppose, if you want to label it.
Yeah. If you could label it, that would probably be the best way to label it.
Probably at this stage. I'm just figuring it out as I go, pretty much. No.
Okay, and what is your culture identity?
I don't really... that's really difficult. I don't really have a culture, if that makes sense. I've always felt like everybody else, all of my friends around me, they have more culture than me. I have some Māori friends and they have all of their customs and their traditions and all of this. And like, culture is, it encompasses so much. You've got your food and your customs and your traditions and just language as well. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm a Kiwi, but that doesn't really mean a lot.
I don't mean a lot.
It doesn't really, to me. We don't have anything special to us. I don't know. I don't know if that helps at all.
So, what is your expression? Like, do you express yourself in a masculine way, feminine way, dyke way, tomboy?
I'm not actually sure. I was just talking to some people before, and I mentioned how I act very differently around different groups of people. So I don't know, sometimes I guess I act more in a tomboyish sort of a way. God knows I've been called Butch enough times.
Butch!
Yeah, I don't know. But other times I guess I can be quite feminine and sort of...
So it's like in between.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm a bit vague, I guess.
Yeah. I think we all...
just sort of act how I feel at the time and however that comes across.
I guess we all have our moments kind of thing.
Yeah.
So when you got attraction to this girl, was that the first time you realised that you're attracted to the same gender?
It was the first time that I was aware of it, I think. And then afterwards I started to question other things, like thoughts that I'd had before, and I'm like, was that... yeah, I don't know, but it was the first time that I was really aware of it.
What about before it?
Sorry?
What about before it?
What do you mean?
Like, were you attracted to guys before you had that attraction?
That's one of the things that I started, like, questioning a lot, because I went back and I thought about all of the people that I'd had, like, crushes on, or... sometimes they were fictional characters. Often they were fictional characters, like manga characters, anime characters. And if they were guys, they would always be quite effeminate. Mm. And, like, yeah, as anime characters are, but I suppose, yeah. I just took that as sort of another sign.
It's like, well, everybody has a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a lot of people have anime fetishes in a way.
Yeah,
not saying that you do have one.
I know a few people.
Yeah, it's like a role-playing more than anything. Anyway, we're going off topic.
Actually, that's one of my hobbies, but not the dodgy kind of role-playing, like the actual kind of role-playing.
Well, what type of anime do you like?
Oh, that's too broad a question. I watch any kind of anime, really, unless it's too confusing. You know how anime can just go crazy and like you don't, there's no plot.
Online fucking kind of thing.
Exactly. Pretty much anything other than that. If it's got a decent plot, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But
something happened out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, so are you out of the closet about being attracted to females?
Yeah. My mum walked in on me and my girlfriend. We weren't even doing anything, like, dodgy, I suppose. Maybe sitting too close is probably what she got from that. And then she started asking me questions, which I did my best to avoid. But it came out anyway. And I always felt, like, quite comfortable around my friends and stuff. So they knew pretty much from the beginning, I think. So... pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
So,
although I haven't told my dad.
Okay.
I don't live with him, though.
So you're semi-out, kind of way?
Pretty much. Well, to everyone except that side of my family. They're quite religious, and I don't see them a lot because I don't live with my dad. But I'm not entirely sure how it would go down.
Yeah, you're just edgy about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh dear, Dad.
There's not much. I don't know. I don't really feel like there's too much point getting into it because I don't see him that often. Mm-hmm. Like, I can just put it off and that's fine.
So when you told your friends, what were the general reactions to it?
One of my friends was offended because I thought that she wouldn't approve because she was religious.
What did you tell me earlier?
But she was like, what even, I would never, yeah, she would never be against it or, you know, drop me as a friend because of it. And all of my other friends, they were just really supportive. They didn't really care either way, I suppose.
So you had a bit of a support system?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. So do you come to Closet Space that often?
Usually every week, except when I have loads and loads of work to do, or, you know.
Then you go to the study.
Pretty much. I live at school.
What's your favourite subjects at school?
Well, up until last year, it was definitely art, and then my art teacher left, went to Boys High. And
she's like cheating on the school.
It's true. It's really like she's abandoned us and just ditched us for other people. But and this year I haven't got such a great teacher, and so I'm struggling a bit with that, but I still enjoy it. I'm sort of getting to that point where you get in year 13 that you are just sick of everything and you want it to be over already. But if I had to say, probably my favourite subject at the moment would be photography. But yeah.
So when you leave school, what do you want to do?
Oh, that's such a hard question.
Go to like Auckland University to study art or something like that?
Not so much.
Well, maybe not Auckland University. Wellington University. Well,
I
was at Victoria.
Considered going to Massey Wellington for a while to study fine arts because they have a creative arts school and it's quite it's well known and everything. But both because of finances and because I didn't think I was ready to go next year, I put that off for now. So at this stage, I'm working next year. So working more.
Yeah, have a break from
studying.
And
I think that will be really good for me because I just need a break.
And not smacking your head against a concrete wall kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, you have been in relationships before, obviously.
Yep.
How many relationships?
Just the one, actually.
Just the one?
Just the one serious one, yeah.
Are you still currently with that?
No, we broke up after about a year and a half, so, yeah.
Would you like to tell us about that relationship?
We started out as really good friends.
So it was like a good beginning kind of thing?
Yeah. We're still friends now. We just don't talk all that often, but we're still on good terms. We were good friends. She's a couple of years older than me, and we had mutual friends as well, so we hung out quite a bit, and we had common interests and stuff, reading, writing, stuff like that. And I think we actually started out, it sounds kind of cheesy, writing letters. and we were just like sort of sneak letters to each other every now and then, and it was really fun because nobody really writes these days, not physically. And in the process of that, I guess we sort of found out a lot about each other, and I don't know, things just developed.
One thing led to another.
Yeah, pretty much, to be a cliche. Yeah, we went out for a year and a half-ish, and I don't know, we were good for about a year of that, and then because she moved to a different city, distance sort of took its toll, and then it didn't work out.
Was it much mutual, though?
Sorry?
Did it break up in a mutual way?
Yeah. I mean, I was really upset about it, but I was the one who brought it up, and breaking up in the first place, because I knew it wasn't working anymore with distance and everything. Like, it's only 2 hours from here to Wellington, but when you can't see someone, it's just, yeah.
Okay.
It makes it tough.
Yeah. So, how do you meet other people in the LGBTIQ community?
I come to Closet Space, for one thing.
That's a big one shot there.
Yeah, actually, it was quite hard to find it to begin with. Like, I heard about it, and then I had no idea how to contact anybody or where it was or how to get to it or anything like that.
A secret club.
Pretty much was. It's not like they advertised.
Yeah, looking in this bar here, the bar that we're into, it looks like what a gay bar would look like pre-Loriform.
It's pre...
Pre-Loriform. You know how homosexual Loriform law came into place in 1986?
Not so much.
Right. In 1986, it was made legal for a male to have sex consensually with another male.
Okay.
Meaning that we were allowed to be gay.
Yeah.
However, before that...
It was illegal.
So, yep. I guess clubs...
Although, of course, it wasn't legal for women because nobody could possibly imagine what they could do with each other.
Well, that's what Queen Victoria thought.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why that was never... Yeah. So this is what a club would look like if pre-Loriform. Quite secret, quite underground. Well,
it kind of is.
Oh, not really underground, but...
Nobody really knows where it is.
Yeah, no one knows where it is.
Advertisement!
Yeah. I've got a few minutes.
Yeah. So have you ever been abused because of your sexuality?
Not so much... I don't know, I had a little bit of bullying when I sort of came out at my school. And me and my girlfriend, like, were in public together. And, you know, the teasing, name-calling, shit like that. Pretty immature stuff from young people. A couple of times, like, I was walking home from school and I got stuff, stones thrown at me and stuff like that. But I sort of just ignored it and it went away. Probably not the best way to deal with things, but...
It happened.
Yeah. Got past it.
Yeah.
They did too, I suppose.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the interview.
Okay, thanks.